But right now, we turn our attention to workplace law, and particularly over recent times. You know, there's been so much uncertainty and what have you. We catch up each couple of weeks with Rosa Racco. Now, Rosa, by her own admission, says she's not a morning person, so I'm sure she's had probably a couple of espressos. Ciao, signora. How are you?
Oh, my lovely husband's made me a lovely strong coffee so I can deal with the mornings. I'm not a morning person, unfortunately. But anyway, I'm here, Roro, so thank you.
No problem. So tell us, you've got like a little case study, just an example of sort of some things that can happen.
Well, I've really had to turn my mind to this because things are really difficult at the moment for organisations and for people. And people don't really, and organisations don't really know what to do when they're trying to get people back to work. So the challenge now is that we're back to work, but business is not as strong as it was. So you might have more staff than you need, and you might want to make people redundant. So this is sort of from both sides, but I'll talk to you about it from an employee side. A friend of mine who lives in Shepparton, she's a lawyer. She turned up at work one day and her boss said, "I'm making you redundant." And that was the first she'd heard of it.
Wow.
She was told to give over her laptop, give over her phone, and was marched out of the building. Obviously, she rang me in tears and said, you know, how can she do that?
Yeah.
But the trouble is that under the legislation that governs redundancy, only people who are covered by a federal modern award or an enterprise agreement are entitled to be consulted. So what that means is if you are covered by an award, your boss needs to sit with you and say, I have to make you redundant. Talk to me about options to stop me making you redundant, or are there any other jobs you can do to stop you being made redundant? But, and so if your boss bails you up and says that to you, you have a right to say you need to consult with me.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, us poor lawyers are not covered by awards. So my friend was marched out of the building and had no recourse to not being consulted. She was told she was redundant, and that was the end of it.
Wow. That's that seems extraordinarily harsh.
Harsh.
And, yeah, and with the redundancy, that essentially means it's not going to be replaced as well. Is that the way that works?
It means that businesses either had a downturn to the effect that you don't need that job to be done by anyone, or that you are going to do that job yourself.
Right. Okay.
So with my friend, I think it wasn't a genuine redundancy.
Yeah.
I think there was some sort of interpersonal conflicts, and that this redundancy was perhaps a sham redundancy.
Right.
So I offered to take it forward as an unfair dismissal. So if you think that your redundancy is not genuine, the recourse is to say that's an unfair dismissal. You don't have grounds to make me redundant. And I actually believe that was the case because she was a family law firm, and that family law firm, you know, pardon me for saying this, Robbo, but during COVID, I think family law was the only area in law that expanded because everyone was home fighting with each other.
Yeah.
It wasn't a genuine redundancy.
Yeah.
And that meant that it was actually an unfair dismissal.
So we had grounds
to go forward and say, you know, this is not a genuine redundancy.
Yeah.
It's actually an unfair dismissal. Consultation, even the fact that she wasn't entitled to consultation, she was entitled to have the grounds for being dismissed valid.
Yes.
And the grounds weren't valid. There was not a downturn in business.
Yeah.
But in the end, we chose not to for a lot of other reasons. She chose not to go forward.
Yeah. So I guess really, in summary then, Rosa, it's really a case of, yes, of course, if a business needs to, it can make a redundancy, but it has to go through a process and it has to be a genuine redundancy. And from the employee's perspective, they just need to understand that they, yes, could be the result of a redundancy, but again, they have recourse to check that it is at least a legitimate redundancy. That'd be a fair assessment.
Well, there's two points there. If they're covered by an award,
yep,
they've got the right to say, there's another job I can do.
Yep.
Or this is my, I've got views as to how we can do this job in a different way that doesn't mean that I lose my job.
Yeah, okay.
So there's that. Yeah. And the second point is it's got to be valid.
Yes.
Sometimes people try and make people redundant because they don't like them.
Yeah, yeah. No.
And that's, you know, valid.
No, fair enough. No problem. Well, Rosa, that's where we'll have to leave it for this week. But thanks very much, as always. Get yourself another coffee and we'll talk to you in a couple of weeks.
Cheers. Thank you. Bye.
All the best. Rosa Racco, WR Law, joining us on the show.